views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen and take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. Oh, I'm glad you're here. Whether you are listening live or you're catching an archived version of the show, time and distance are no barrier to energy. And that means that no matter when you're tuning in, no matter how you found us, I think you're here for a reason. And I hope that something you hear in the next hour gives you a new perspective or opens a door for you and helps you move forward. Now, have you ever met anyone who you seem to recognize, even though you've never met them before? Have you ever felt strongly drawn to visit a place or a country even that you've never seen? Have you had fears maybe since early childhood that don't have an explainable source? Well, these are some of the issues that lead people to explore the idea that they've lived before, to want to find out about their past lives. And my guest on today's show is Dr. Georgina Cannon. She's a clinical hypnotist, speaker, and she's the author of the new book, Return Again, How to Find Meaning in Your Past Lives and Your Interlives. And she's here to share with us about how exploring those past lives and interlives can give you insight and healing for the issues that you're dealing with today. I will introduce you to Georgina in just a minute, but first, would you please zip over to fogcitypsychic.com and just start wildly clicking on everything you can find on the website? This month's online gallery reading, the Out of the Fog Salon, is coming up on Saturday, October 27th. So, just a couple weeks to go. If you would like to join me for an afternoon of laughter and connection and readings, just click that link at fogcitypsychic.com. And while you're there, you can find out what's coming up on the radio show, you can stream past episodes, and a lot more. And if you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, and you want to connect with me privately, fogcitypsychic.com is the place to get more information about that, too. And now, Dr. Georgina Cannon is an award-winning consulting clinical hypnotist and lecturer at the University of Toronto. Recognized as the public face of hypnosis in Canada and a respected member of the mainstream health community, Dr. Cannon is a frequent media guest, and her work and her views have earned her prominence as a frequent source for news and feature articles on hypnosis and alternative therapies. In her new book, Return Again, you can learn about how to find meaning in your past lives and interlives. To find out more about Georgina and her work, please visit GeorginaCannon.com. Georgina, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Well, thank you. I'm so thrilled to be here. Really, really thrilled. After our little introduction, it sounds great.
Oh, well, wonderful. Thank you. I've been really enjoying the book. I was telling you off the air, I've been had a lot of fun with the book this week. Let's kind of ease into it by talking about, what do you mean when you're talking about past lives, and why are they so important?
Past lives are really the journey of the soul. They are the time when our energy, our source, inhabits other bodies so that we can experience and learn and progress and evolve and become closer, one with God. Because with each life we live, we are learning, we have a purpose, and we are learning, we are moving upward, if you like, back to the source, back to the isness. And what happens when we live in a different body, in a different time, in a different place, we have the opportunity to experience the roles that we take on, whether that be a victimhood or whether it be of a bully or someone who's not too kind. And we learn from those roles that we take on so that we don't repeat the pattern again. When I get people coming into the clinic who say things such as, I don't know why I keep choosing losers, you know, it could be a guy or a woman that says that, or I don't know why I can't seem to stay at a job for any length of time, or I seem to be stuck and I haven't been able to move forward with my dreams. Often, not always, but often, it's to do with a past life pattern that they brought in with them from previous lifetimes. So we have to get back there and change the pattern. We have to see what it is that they haven't become aware of so that they can become aware of it in this life and change it. Now, that's a long answer to a short question, but I hope it gave you the answer you wanted.
Why do you think that we don't remember? We have all this experience, all these lessons learned, but we often don't remember them consciously.
Well, children, interestingly enough, do. Children up until about the age of 3, 4, or 5 do remember, and they chatter on about, you know, my other mother said this, or my other brother said that, or you were my uncle before. And they do chatter on. They do remember. People like Carol Bowman have done a lot of work with children in past lives. But one of the reasons we don't remember is that dust and noise of every day, our existence just crowds everything out. And we just have to be very pragmatic and deal with the day-to-day. So, you know, we go to school, and we, from then onwards, we're sort of on a trajectory of having to do what we're expected to do rather than remember truly who we are. And we get lost along the way quite often.
Mm-hmm. And it, at least in my experience, it has been that sometimes when people are ready to change, ready to shift the direction of their lives, ready to connect more closely with the divine, with their spiritual nature, that's when they get interested in uncovering their past lives and getting that insight.
Totally. Absolutely. I just came from my clinic, as a matter of fact, and I have a client who's a lawyer, and he came in for anxiety issues and has ended up totally finding his spirituality. He was obviously meant, this is the time for him to find it. He's now taking Reiki classes. He's so excited about this other dimension of discovering of himself, and he's now working with his children in that way. They're very young children, but he's now talking to them about flowers and the way things grow, and it's changed him totally. I mean, it doesn't make him any less of a good lawyer, but he's become added, so to speak, another dimension to himself.
Well, and isn't that interesting, because it's opened up for him.
Yes.
All that potential was there.
Yes.
The door wasn't open.
That's right. That's right. And yet he had a longing or a yearning to connect with someone who could take him there. So, you know, the anxiety was his, I guess, his excuse or his reason that he was given to seek answers.
Well, sometimes it isn't till the need is strong enough, or the pain is great enough,
sure,
or the urge is kind of sharp enough that we ask for help or start to make those changes.
Absolutely, yes, indeed, for all of us, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that goes, you know, whether we're going to the dentist or we're going to the hypnotist, it's the same thing.
Now, in your book, you also talk about the interlife. What is that, and how is that different from our past life?
Oh, the interlife is awe-inspiring, even more so. It is unbelievably moving and humbling every time I facilitate one of them. It is the passage between the two lifetimes. So if, you know, when we reincarnate, we leave one lifetime and move into another. The time in between, we're not in body at all. We're in total in spirit, in energy. And that is where we find out our soul name. We meet our guides if we've not met them before. We meet our soul circle and possibly our soul mates. We learn our, I want to say soul thumbprint, although it's hard to have a thumbprint when you don't have a body. we meet our soul essence, the essence of us that we take from lifetime to lifetime. We often go to the library and connect with the Akashic Records or other information. We can go to the laboratory and learn how to manage our energy, our psychic energy. We then go to the council, these wise elders, these wise, kind elders that give us an overview, a huge overview of our soul life. And then we go to the place of life choice. So we found out our soul purpose in our current life. And now, why did we choose the body that we chose? And we see how we chose the body that we did, and the color of the skin, and whether it's male or female or bisexual or homosexual or whatever we choose, and why we chose it, what it gave us to help us learn the lesson that we've come in for. So it really is very profound, and it's a 3-hour session, and it's extraordinary, the wisdom that comes out of it.
Wow. And is it, when we are in the interlife at that time, are we aware of the scope of all our past lives? Is that the time when we can connect with? I heard you say go to the library.
Yes, it's possible. Most people do take all the stations along the way. You know, they go to the threshold where they're met with a group of people, the soul circle, the Akashic records, or the library. They can go to the Marchi and all of them. Some only go to 2 or 3. Some don't even go to the library. Some go straight past the threshold, avoiding everything, and go straight to the council. Everybody's different, but it's amazing how, even if they've never read anything about the interlife or the life between lives, everybody takes the same sort of journey. Now, having said that, I had a client a couple of weeks ago who did not take the exact journey. He ended up, I'm guessing, on some other dimension where he entered water, and he was living as a humanoid with others like him in water, totally liquid, some sort of liquid.
Wow.
And they were, their role was to create new ways of transmuting energy and inventing new ideas and new ways of thinking. And when they were born, they just emerged from the water, and when they died, they just dissolved into the water. It was magical when he was explaining it, and I've never had that before. And he,
wow.
It was his interlife, or one of them.
Very, very cool. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Dr. Georgina Cannon, and we'll be right back after this.
To the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenn Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out glennarice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest on today's show is Dr. Georgina Cannon. She is the author of the very good book, Return Again, How to Find Meaning in Your Past Lives and Your Interlives. Part of the book is an exercise about to lead you through your own past life regression. We're going to talk about that a little later in the show. I'm getting a lot of hits on the in the instant feedback section. If you're listening live, you can ping me at transformationtalkradio.com. There's a little instant feedback thing, and you can just write something in and ping, and it comes right here to me. I wanted to let you know that those of you who are asking for individual readings for Georgina, she's not here to do that today. She's really here to point people toward the book. And if you take a look at the book, there are some awesome tools in there. This isn't something you just read and then you go, oh, that's nice, and you put it on the shelf. It's a book that's meant to be studied. It's a book that has exercise in it. It's a book that you interact with. And so she's here to kind of point you to that book as a resource. So I hope that's helpful. Did I say that right, Georgina?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, it's not a heavy tome by any means. It's very accessible, but it does have exercises that you can change your karma, that you can take yourself in to meet your soul mate, your soul circle, plus other integration exercises, which I think we're going to talk about a little later on.
And yes.
I really do not feel comfortable telling people about their past lives. I believe that they need to take the journey themselves because it's an experience that's where the learning is in the experience.
There's a story in the book about a woman who comes to you and feels that she's been Cleopatra in a past life, and you lead her through the regression, and you sort of let her have that Cleopatra experience, mm-hmm. and then you lead her deeply into something that feels more genuine. And
yes.
Can you say something about how do we know that what we are experiencing during a regression is real? How do we know we're not kind of just snowing ourselves?
Well, it's interesting because when people do it for the first time, and usually a session includes two or three journeys into another lifetime, the first life is always full of questions. Am I making this up? Is it like a movie? And I say, just put that aside and just go with it. And what happens is it becomes more and more real as you allow it to happen. You begin to feel the feelings. You begin to know, not only see, but know who you are and how you are. You begin to understand why you're operating in a certain way. And these are things you can't make up. There's a little bit of skepticism there. And ultimately, it really doesn't matter. Ultimately, I believe that whether it's real or something you've made up, as long as you get the wisdom and the understanding to improve your current life, whatever happened, that's what it's really all about. You know, the color of your shoes and the era you were in, all nice to know, but the important thing is the wisdom and that deeper understanding of the parts of you that you've sort of forgotten.
And that's part of why it's so important, I think, for the person maybe to experience it for themselves.
Yes, yes, indeed. Yeah.
So that it has that resonance. Have you had people in your clinic who actually were Cleopatra, and who else? Napoleon and George Washington? And
no, I've not. I've had, in all the thousands that I've worked with, excuse me, I've had one person who was famous, and that blew us both away because she knew nothing about the subject. She emerged, and when she came into her life, she was standing on a stage in front of an audience that was standing on their feet and cheering and clapping, and
wow.
I said, and what is your name? And she said, Anna. And I said, Anna? And she said, yes, my name is Anna, and that's enough. And she was very dismissive. We subsequently, as we went through the life, we found out she was Anna Pavlova, the ballet dancer, and she knew her impresario's names in Russia, in the U.S. and Europe, and she knew the address that she lived in New York. She had all of the details, and it was extraordinary. And when she came out of hypnosis, I mean, she didn't care about ballet. I mean, she'd went to dance school as a child, young child, but certainly had never followed it or done anything about it. But she and her husband subsequently went to the library, looked up everything, and they eventually went to Paris on holiday and went to Anna Pavlova's tomb and paid homage. And she said she felt extraordinary. She just felt extraordinary when she went. That's the only one. A lot of other people have been in courts of kings or have been followers of Jesus or Moses or have been on the periphery, but not, that's the most famous person I've had.
Wow.
Yeah, it was well.
That's an incredible story.
Mm-hmm.
When we were talking about the interlife, I'm going to pull us back a little bit, and I want, we talked just barely touched on life choice,
mm-hmm.
and about not only understanding the incarnation we've just come through when we get to the interlife, but looking at why we're making the choices we're making.
Yeah.
There's an interesting part of the book where you're talking about when souls come into bodies. Can you say a little bit, especially about souls who come in and don't plan to stay long?
Sometimes, you know, it's so glorious in the interlife, or as some religions call it, bardo. It's so beautiful there and so peaceful and so wondrous, I can't think of another word for it, that they don't want to come back and do the work. But they are strongly encouraged. They have to come back. And so they choose a body, and sometimes they leave. They go into the body of a baby that's been conceived, and they decide they really just don't want to do it. This isn't the time for them. This isn't the body that they wanted, really. And they just leave. And so the child is either lost, there's either a miscarriage, or it could be sudden infant death, or it could be the child dies at birth. That's most often. Sometimes there is a contract between the parent and the soul that the parent needs to learn grief, pain, compassion, resilience. So the soul takes on that role of coming in and leaving. Now, I'm not saying this lightly, because there is nothing more painful than losing a child. The grief is palpable, and it never ends. So it's a very serious decision that the soul makes. But it's good. And what happens is when the parent, the grieving parent, comes to me and we do that work, they don't feel any less sad, but what they do have is an understanding that it's not about them. Quite often women blame their own body. They blame themselves. They will say, my body's, you know, not caring. I must have done something. It was something I ate. It was something I didn't eat. It's, you know, I didn't take enough care of myself. So that blame goes once there's an understanding. So that's the benefit of doing the work when you're grieving. Does that answer your question?
It does. It's so, you know, that decision that's made then on the soul level has such emotional resonance, has such a powerful effect, though, on those of us who are incarnated at that time.
Yeah.
It's I don't know the right way to say it, but it's really showing me the difference between those two planes.
Yeah.
Where a decision made in the interlife can have such a profound effect on everyone who's here now, if that makes sense.
Always, yes, indeed. Yeah.
What is it that got you interested in past lives and in experiencing interlives? Now, I always ask these long questions right before the break, so don't worry if I have to. And we'll pick it up again after the break, so don't worry.
Well, very briefly, I grew up in England, and growing up in England, we are always surrounded by ghosts and fairies, and we believe in it. So when I learned hypnosis, it was a natural evolution. It was like a year later, I suddenly realized, oh, I can use this to help people access through the subconscious into their interlife, past life. Yeah, that's what got me really going. It was the pathway, learning the pathway to get there.
And you experienced a pretty powerful healing, a powerful release as a result of connecting with your own experience, right?
Yeah, I am so grateful. I let go of my migraines through in the time that I was learning past life regression, and I discovered why I had migraines, and through that session, and I don't want to go into it in detail because we have to break.
Oh, but you don't worry. I have to worry about that part. You don't have to worry about that part.
Well, I came in as a smelly, dirty, filthy, old hag whose role was to give birth, help women give birth in the village. And there was an occasion when the woman lost the child and she lost her own life, and the husband was so furious that he came and killed me in the middle of the night. He was drunk, and he came and killed me by smashing me over the head with a rock right on my left eye, which is where I got my migraines. And after that, I never had another migraine once that was processed.
Wow.
That's like 17 years, 16 years ago.
So was it a mistake or a sort, some sort of, I don't know, oversight or something that you carried that pain into this incarnation? Or was the pain there to lead you back to release the energy? Or
The pain was there to, because it hadn't been let go. There was no forgiveness given. I was in such a derelict state. I barely was alive. I was starving most of the time. So it was a very sad life altogether. So there was a lot coming from that life into my current life. So not only did I release the migraine, but subsequently went back and completed all, letting go of the pain and the sadness and the need to keep eating because I was starving and all of that. A lot of that came from that lifetime.
Wow. And so not just a healing on the physical level, but when you were here with the tools you needed to complete that cycle, then you could do it.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
It was very powerful.
Yes. And I know there are other stories in the book too of just get the book and read it, everybody. There's a bunch of case histories in the back, all kinds of cool stuff. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, asker of questions and taking of the show to the break. We will be right back after this.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
How would you feel if you could bring magic into your life? Here is your Essence of Gratitude tip of the day. By living the essence of gratitude within our soul at each moment of our life, we consciously choose and embody its high frequency energy, and that is when magic starts to appear. To learn more about the magic of the Essence of Gratitude, visit our website at explorationgratitude.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. The amazing Chris DiPaola knows that is one of my very favorite songs, and I can never hear that without now wanting to give a shout out to Joanne Macko, who was on this show. You can find out about Joanne and her work at angelicart.com. I was a speaker at the Lightworkers Conference in Chicago last month, and Joanne played that song. This is all because of you, Chris. Joanne played that song and sort of even made me dance around before
I love it.
She allowed me to take the stage. I am a clumsy and inhibited dancer, however, so I don't know how I feel. But anyway, thank you. Now, Dr. Georgina Cannon is my guest. You can find out more about her and her work at georginacannon.com. She's the author of the very good book, Return Again, How to Find Meaning in Your Past Lives and Your Interlives. We were talking before the break about how through a past life regression, you can receive not only physical healing, release of physical issues, but also kind of complete cycles. You were talking about how you found forgiveness. You were able to complete that cycle mm-hmm. from your past life.
Yes, indeed.
Tell me why it was so important to you to put in the book an exercise that allows people to do their own regression.
Because I know that people want to do it somehow, and I'd rather them do it in an ethical, structured way than just play with it. It's not a game. It's a soul journey, so it has to be done with respect, humility, and understanding. So I wanted to give them a structure that they could work with that was safe, plus some caveats and some, you know, just some gentle warnings around how to do it. Also, I would suggest that it's easier if you have a trusted friend working with you, because if you absolutely do it yourself, you're busy thinking about what's next. So although it's possible, it's easier if someone else is facilitating it for you. You know, and I keep going back to this poor dentist, but I equate it to pulling your own teeth. I mean, you can pull your own teeth, but it's probably, unless you really know what you're doing, it's better to find, if you can't get to the dentist, a friend who could do it for you.
Right.
You know, I don't know why I keep going to the dentist, but I guess maybe I'm subconscious. Go or something.
Well, and the way that this is set up in the book, there's a very beautiful, very detailed guided meditation, and someone reading the book could maybe record that and then
yes.
play it back to themselves. Would that be okay?
Absolutely, they could, yes. And as long as they like their own voice, and that they didn't get into the criticism of, oh, my voice is too high, I'm speaking too fast, you know, that the brain does do those tricks. Then absolutely. It's set up to be used. I mean, this book is set up really to be interactive. So I do want it used. I would like it used. And I'd love to hear from people when they use it, what happened, by the way. Love to hear results.
Is this safe now? You can't, like, regress yourself back and get stuck, or it's
No, you
safe.
Can't get stuck. But what you can do, you absolutely cannot get stuck. You just bring yourself out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But what you can do is go to a place that's uncomfortable. So if you go to a place and you're on a battlefield, or you go to a place and you're being, you know, hanged or something charming like that, it's good to remember, and I talk about this in the book, that you're always aware. It's like being in the movies. Even though you're watching a horror movie or something that's frightening or not very pleasant, you're always aware that you are in the cinema and you can get up and go to the bathroom anytime you want.
Hmm.
And it's the same thing when you're in a past life. I've had people say, you know, they can be in the middle of a jungle doing something, and they say to me, Georgina, I need to go to the washroom. And I'll say, well, fine, I'm going to count to three, and you stay in hypnosis, just open your eyes, take yourself there, do what you need to do, wash your hands, come on back, and re-enter where you are. Are you okay with that? And they say yes, and off they go and come back. Because you're still aware, you're still very present, even though you're partly somewhere else.
And is there a way to know, you answered this a little before, I think, but is there a way to know that you're not making it up? We spend so much time kind of in judgment of ourselves.
Well, I think that's a decision you have to make before you do this, especially if you're going to do it by yourself. you have to decide that whatever happens, happens. I'm not going to judge it, because if I am, who am I kidding? What am I doing this for? You know, this is, I either do it or I don't do it. It's, you know, we're not pretending. Who are you pretending for? So just let it go, let it happen, and see what happens. And you can't do it wrong. There's no way of doing it wrong. So there's no judgment here. Because the very least you'll get is an experience of relaxation. The very least you'll feel more relaxed. The most you'll get is some interesting journeys with some wisdom that comes out of them. So, and all the different things in between.
Now, you had mentioned when you were suffering with the migraines and you were able to explore a past life where you were actually beaten to death with a rock on the head.
Yeah.
If I do the regression in the book and I go back to a life where I have had sickness, pain, murder, torture, mm-hmm. am I going to then feel all that right from the comfort of my home?
If you so choose.
I'd rather not.
But the advice is, and I do say this, is when you get to a situation like that, watch it as a movie. Lift yourself up above the scene so you don't feel it anymore. Just watch it. But you must see it through to the end. You must close that life. Otherwise, you bring the pain in with you. You have to go through the process of healing, of forgiveness, of understanding, wisdom, all of the structure that's there so that you can let it go. Otherwise, you'll bring it in with you. If you don't, if you bring yourself up saying, I don't want this, I don't want this, then you'll bring that pain with you. It'll show up in some way in your current life.
Mm-hmm.
You have to close it off. It has to be finished.
Is that related to the idea of karma, of things that are incomplete or things that have to be kind of balanced?
I think karma is a balance, but karma is also the soul's progress. Karma really is a result of everything we say, do, believe, think, how we choose to live our life in each lifetime, in kindness or cruelty, you know, how we choose to manifest ourselves, how we choose to manifest our soul in this life comes with us, the results of that come with us in our next life that we call karma. So it's very important to understand the patterns, to understand the karma, and to be aware of how we behave in this lifetime at every level.
Because we're not just looking backwards, we are, with everything we do, we're moving forward, we're creating
Absolutely.
New. And I think maybe that's why integration is such an important part of this process. When I've done my past life regression and I come out of it and I've got, now I have insight, I've maybe experienced a healing, I've you know, closed some circles there. You say in the book that there is a danger of people just all of a sudden, you know, yay, I'm born again, and you go whole hog into the new life.
Right.
Why is that not such a great idea?
Well, it's not a good idea because we're operating out of emotion and not of this new, refreshed me. You know, I'm now perfect, so I am in charge of telling everybody how they should be, including my boss and my partner and my husband and my children and my friends. Don't you get it? You know, don't you understand that, you know, you brought this on yourself just because you've got arthritis? It's because you, and you know, we find ourselves alienated very quickly. That's really not our higher self either. I mean, our higher self, our spiritual self, is really a kindness, operates from kindness. So we have to learn. This is very powerful information. So we have to learn how to assimilate it and bring it in as part of our life so that we evolve. In other words, we have an evolution, not a revolution. And we don't give up family and friends and jobs just because we're born again. We bring the best of what we've learned into our life and allow others to learn from watching us and being with us, rather than us preaching and telling them and being a smartass about it.
How can people begin to do that integration?
Well, they need to, first of all, sit down very quietly and calmly somewhere and decide what it is they want to bring from what they've learned into their life and where they want to place that. Then what it is that they do and experience in their current life that gives them energy and what takes energy away. There's sort of forms and processes in the book that help them do that. And by the way, it's not a bad thing to do anyway, using these processes. I don't know about you, but I write my goals every year. And twice a year, I look and see where I am and do something very similar to this process. Just to make sure, you know, like a tugboat, I'm on course. At all levels.
Well, and it's about that awareness that this is... I like the tugboat image, actually. I like the idea of the river, because it flows to the future and the present and the past and the far past. And our journey continues no matter where we are sort of oriented in time.
That's right.
Now, Vicky in Oregon, and I think this is going to take us into the idea of soul circle a little bit. Vicky in Oregon wants to know, are we with the same people during our different incarnations? Do they come with us in the same role or can they differ? Can you be a brother once and an uncle the next time and so on?
Yes, we travel, I call it, in pods. We travel in groups, but not everybody in the soul circle shows up in every single life. And yes, we do change roles. Indeed, we do. And sometimes it's not just family. Sometimes it can be a friend or a boss or a neighbor. And we all somehow have an impact on each other in these different lifetimes. I know my sister and I have experienced different lifetimes together. And not always family, but we sort of recognize the soul, the energy. So you may not look like, or the person you're traveling with may not look like they do in this life, but you feel it's the same person.
Mm-hmm. I felt that way when I met my partner, actually. We looked at each other and I was like, oh, I remember you. Okay. And then we just kind of went off together and that was it. There was a feeling of recognition.
And comfort, yeah. I'm sure.
Yes. Sometimes comfort, sometimes great, great annoyance, Georgina. I have to be honest.
Well, that's a soulmate. That's a true soulmate because your soul grows, right? I mean, true soulmates are here to help the soul grow. And they can be ex-husbands and ex-wives. They can be really bad bosses. They can be irritating neighbors. They can be, you know, family that drive you crazy.
Yeah.
But that's because we have to learn. We have to learn allowance and forgiveness and non-judgment and rotten things we have to
Well, let's talk more about that after the break. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Dr. Georgina Cannon. We'll be right back after this.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their life.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
true empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Who loves you? Well, I do. Dr. Georgina Cannon does, I'm willing to bet, even though she hasn't known you very long. And do you know that wherever you are, whatever you're doing, no matter how lousy or how happy or how uplifted or how miserable you feel, you are always connected to the love of the divine. That's because you cannot be disconnected. You can feel disconnected, but you can't ever really be disconnected. So who loves you? The universe loves you. So there, take that. Now, my guest on today's show is Dr. Georgina Cannon. She is the author of the very good book, Return Again, How to Find Meaning in Your Past Lives and Your Interlives. And you can find out more about Georgina and her work at GeorginaCannon.com. Now, before the break, Georgina, we had just gotten into just a little bit. Vicki from Oregon had asked a question that took us into the idea of soul circles. That is part of what we experience, what we connect with in the interlife, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what else? There are other interesting and juicy connections that we make there too, right?
Well, we connect with our guide. We connect. You mean in the soul circle itself or the interlife?
I'm thinking about the interlife. I'm thinking about our guides and our soulmates and all that.
Soulmates, yep. Soulmates are usually part of our soul circle who have come into our lifetime to help the soul grow. Now, soulmates are, from my point of view, are not necessarily our life partner, people that we love forever. They are often people that we've known maybe for 6 weeks or 6 months or a couple of years. They can be rancorous. They can be people who drive us crazy. They can be a bad boss, an ex-husband or wife. They can be a neighbor that is irritating. They are people, they can also be loving and kind, but they are people who help the soul grow so that we learn to be accommodating, understanding. We get wise. The soul gains wisdom by working through issues. And we have to, as we learn that, you know, it's not all about us. It's about what other people need as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what a soulmate is. It's a growth process.
Mm. And during the time that we are in the interlife, it feels to me like that should be clear. Those relationships are clear. It's kind of like a staging area.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, it's where you choose to come in as a male or female. It's where you choose the people to surround you, and you become aware of the role you're going to play and why. Not how it turns out, not the outcome of it, obviously, because that's free will. That's up to you to do. That's not preordained in its totality. Having said that, if you come into a lifetime where you are badly injured and you end up in a wheelchair, And there you find yourself in a school or in a situation, and there are two others like you in wheelchairs. You'll notice that how each of you handles that issue, that situation, very differently. One becomes maybe a teacher or a business person. Another one becomes an athlete, a wheelchair athlete. And another one becomes a victim and lives on social services. They give in, they give up, they don't use that situation to find their resilience, which is unfortunate if that's what the life purpose was about, to find your resilience in this life.
There's an idea that if we don't find our purpose in this life, if we don't connect, if we do give up, give in, or ignore our soul path, or whatever that is, that then there's an idea that then we go back and we have to do another life. It's kind of our punishment.
It's not punishment. I want to correct you there. It's not punishment. It's an opportunity to do it again. It's an opportunity to make good. And not make good, but to make change, to grow, to learn. I mean, if you go and play tennis and you have a tennis lesson and you really screw up on that tennis lesson, it doesn't mean you're going to be punished for it. It means you come back again another time and you try it again and you use different techniques and you use a different way of thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not punishment.
And I love that you're saying that, because I, in my own work, am trying to help people see, get away from the idea that they're here because they've done something bad. And that when life happens, and it does happen, and things get miserable, that it's because they have done something bad. And I'm trying to get away from that. So I love that you're saying that.
No, not at all. No, it's a choice that the soul made to give you the opportunity to grow. So what you do with it truly is up to you. And people say to me, well, that's fine, but you live in North America. What about the poor people in Algeria or Sudan or, that are really suffering? And I agree, and I say, absolutely, these people are suffering, but in those suffering people, there are still people who are kind, people who are tender and care for each other, and there are people who are cruel. So how you choose to use each situation is totally up to you.
Mm. Now, as we draw near the end of our time, what would you most like to leave our listeners with? What would you like them to know?
I'd like them to understand that they truly are magnificent creatures. That if they take a moment and take the time to really look at themselves from an outside perspective and see all of the talents and the benefits they have, including the body. Their body, we all have two of what we need and one of what we need, or most of us do. And it all usually works pretty well. That in itself is magnificent. We are so wide and deep on many levels. The inheritance we get from our ancestors, the knowledge we gain from our soul journeys. We need to get rid of all the dust and noise and take time to recognize our own magnificence and our own true self.
That is beautiful. How do you hope people will use this book, Return Again?
I hope they'll use it in an interactive way. And please let me know the journeys you take. Let me know how it's worked for you. It was written to be a helpful book, an interactive book, easy to access. So please let me know what you get out of it. I'd love to hear. And maybe I'll use your story in the next book.
Oh, good, the next book. Oh, good. I'd love there to be a next book. How can people get in touch with you to share their stories and find out more about what's going on with you?
They can do that through the website, GeorginaCannon.com. There's an info@GeorginaCannon.com. I'm also on Facebook, as is the book, Return Again. It's also on Facebook. But if they've got a story to tell, it's better to do it through the internet, through email.
Wonderful. Dr. Georgina Cannon, thank you so much for being on the show today.
It's been an absolute pleasure. One of the best interviews I've had. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. That was Dr. Georgina Cannon. She's the author of the book Return Again, and you can find out more about her and her work at GeorginaCannon.com. That's all the time we have for today. Please go to FogCityPsychic.com and click on everything. Go ahead. I hope to see you in the online gallery reading on October 27th. And next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, we will delve into the secrets of the Mystic Cookbook with Denise and
and Meadow Lynn. Can get details about all my upcoming radio hijinks and hear recordings of past episodes right at FogCityPsychic.com. Just click the Out of the Fog radio logo on the homepage. And thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hello, everyone. This is Cosmic Connections with Madeline. This is Madeline Gerwig.
This is Saskia Roel. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. This is Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Alive and Shine with Adnan Savitri.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Epchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you're listening to Authenticity Rising.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jeff Lineweaver, and you are listening to Dialogue Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fire It Up with CJ.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.